Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah the prophet of mankind the peace of our hearts and mind The most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned and said that the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam 1,000 times upon me daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulallah sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad nurim min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful silsila and episode of this new series which we have started known as The Purpose of Creation. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, only on Madani channel. In the previous episodes, we very beautifully discussed what is our purpose of creation, and that is undoubtedly the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means our reason of creation, the purpose why we were created is so that we should perform the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. We also very beautifully discussed that what are the excellences of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a young age. Especially worshipping in a young age, when a person is in his youth, you know, in his prime age or prime time, you would say, there are lots of excellences mentioned in the various ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, in the sayings of the a'imma ikram, the sahaba ikram, the tabi'een, the buzurgan ad-deen, the awliya'i azam. Very beautiful sayings, very beautiful narrations with regards to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a young age, subhanallah, subhanallah. We also learned of about how to gain the passion, how to develop this interest, this enthusiasm, this jazba of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. Such beautiful discussions took place, alhamdulillah. And we also discussed the excellence of nawafil, of the nafil ibadat, the nafil worships. And subhanallah, subhanallah, we explained how beautiful it is to perform tahajjud. And many of us made some good intentions as well, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Today we are back with another beautiful topic, and today we will be discussing a personality, and that is such a beautiful personality, the greatest person after the Anbiya alayhimus salam, subhanallah, subhanallah, that is none other than Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So we will be discussing one part, I would say, or one division of his ibadat, of his worship, the way he used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many different methods, many different ways he used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of those ways, inshallah, we will be discussing today, subhanallah. Something new, something different, something exciting, inshallah, for our viewers as well. So I would request you, sit back, relax, enjoy, clear your mind, clear your heart, and inshallah, we will take a lot from today's beautiful episode, inshallah. Before we start our topic, let's make good intentions. As we all know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Let's make a lot of good intentions that whenever we hear the name of Allah, we all say Jalla Jalaluhu wa subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will recite durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we hear the name of the sahaba ikram, we will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And likewise, when we hear the name of the awliya izam, we will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. Inshallah, we will try and listen to the entire discussion from beginning to end. Whatever we learn, we will inshallah first and foremost try and act upon it ourselves, and then inshallah we will pass the message on to others as well. Subhanallah. These beautiful intentions you can make, and we all know the more the merrier, the more intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding ibadat, regarding worship, we discussed previously that worship doesn't only refer to the salah which you are going to perform. No, your salah, your fasting, your zakat, your hajj, all of this falls under the category of ibadat, of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And indeed, one of the worships of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being generous. And today we are going to discuss this specific ibadat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which will show his generosity, which will show the love he had for spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We'll begin with a very beautiful narration mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif, that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam, very beautifully he states that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the blessed Sahaba ikram whilst preparing for the battle of Tabuk, give your wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give your wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To act upon this command, different companions gave away their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to their financial capability. So Sayyidina Umar says, I also came with half of my wealth. Allah, Allah, Allah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked me, Umar, what have you left behind for your family? I replied, O Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have left half of my wealth behind and brought the other half here in your court, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Half of his wealth. In today's time, if we have to take out half of our wealth, many of us will start crying, will start screaming, will start shouting, will start maybe throwing a tantrum, or we know we'll get worried. But look at the love of the Sahaba Ikram. Half of his wealth he brought in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Allah. So he furthermore he says, meanwhile, we saw the greatest devotee, Ashiki Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, bring all of his wealth to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Seeing him, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam became very happy and asked, Abu Bakr, what have you left behind for your family? Allah, Allah, Allah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied in an affectionate manner, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have brought everything to your blessed court, and Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam are sufficient for my family. Subhanallah. Means I have left Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for my family. They are sufficient. That is enough. That is more than enough. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Otherwise, everything I have brought in your exalted court, in your respected court, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amazed when he saw this and said, I can never surpass Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at this jazbah, this passion which Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also an ibadah, as we have discussed. This is his generosity. That, you know, he didn't look, if my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking me to spend something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why should I wait? Why should I only bring half? Why should I bring only quarter? He brought everything in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, this shows how pure his heart was, how big his heart was, how great his heart was, and how much love he had for spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. At the same time, we also come to learn of another great quality of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is that? Obedience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is automatically the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the blessed prophet and the blessed rasul, the blessed messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَن يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. That undoubtedly, subhanallah, if someone or the one who obeys the Holy Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then verily he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that bring your wealth for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq immediately said, Labbaik ya Rasulullah, I am ready, I am present. Everything I will bring in your divine and your blessed court. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One day, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we are discussing the generosity of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, how he loved to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was passing by that place where Umayyah bin Khalaf was torturing Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah, Allah, Allah. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu scolded Umayyah bin Khalaf and said, do you not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while hurting this poor person? How long will you continue this for? So he replied, Abu Bakr, you are the one who has spoiled him. That is, ma'adallah, you have turned him into a Muslim, so you have spoiled him. Al-A'adhu Billah, so you free him. You have spoiled him, so you free him. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have a slave who is healthier and stronger than Bilal. Give me Bilal and you take him. Allah, Allah, let's exchange. You give me Bilal. Apparently Sayyidina Bilal was very weak. So I have a slave who is healthier and stronger. You take him and give me Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, I accept in return of some money and a slave. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was bought by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then he freed him. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala mentions this beautiful incident in this very beautiful ayah, the summary of which is Allah Ta'ala mentions in Tatiyat Para Surah Layl, verse number 19-21, وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِن نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا بْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Translation from Ganzul Iman. And no one has done a worldly favor to him for which recompense may be given in return. He desires only the pleasure of his Lord who is most high, and indeed soon he will be very pleased. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. It is mentioned in Tafsir Khazainul Irfan that when Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu bought Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu at a high price and then freed him, the non-Muslims were surprised. They were shocked. I mean, who goes and buys a slave at such a high price and then frees him, sets him free? So, and that too in exchange of such a healthy slave. So they were shocked. And then they asked that, why did Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq do this? Perhaps Sayyidina Bilal would have some sort of favor upon him due to which he bought him at an expensive price and then freed him. So they started making false accusations that maybe Sayyidina Bilal, you know, had some favor upon Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. So to repay that favor, he bought him at such an expensive price and then set him free. Allah, 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 Allah. When they were discussing this, the blessed ayat was revealed and everyone was informed that this action of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not a return for any favor. It wasn't a favor in exchange of a favor. Rather, it was only and solely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu bought many slaves due to them embracing Islam and then freed them. Allah, 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 subhanallah. Look at the jazbah, the passion he has for spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. And then this quality was praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, that if my Abu Bakr is doing something, it's not a favor in exchange of a favor. It's not to repay any favor. Whatever he is doing, it is only and solely for the pleasure of his Rabb, of his Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever he does wholeheartedly. Subhanallah. This is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and his jazbah. This is his ibadat, his worship. One of the forms of worship, of sacrificing in the path and giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this, we also come to learn that how important it is to be sincere, to be mukhlis. Unfortunately, in today's age and time, many of us do good things, yes, but we are not sincere. And deep down, if we ask our heart one day, that, you know, I did this action, I am doing this action, I will do this action. Is there any sincerity in my heart? Who am I doing it for? Am I doing it for the world? Am I doing it to please this person? Am I doing it for so-and-so person? Am I doing it for him? Am I doing it for so-and-so thing? No. Or am I doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a question which every person needs to ask himself. Before any ibadat, before any worship, before any good action you do, ask yourself this question. You are standing to perform salah, ask yourself, who am I performing this salah for? What is the intentions in my mind? Is the intention that this person is watching me? This person should say I am performing so much salah. This person should call me a namazi. This person should see how much I am worshipping. If you are fasting, ask yourself the question, who am I fasting for? Am I fasting so-and-so people can say, look, he is such a pious person, he is fasting when everyone else is eating? When you give zakat, when you give sadaqah, when you give that money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask yourself, who am I giving this for? Am I giving it so people should see? Am I giving it so people should know that, look, he gives so much, he is so generous, he is so kind? When I'm going for Hajj, when I'm going for Umrah, what is my intention? Is it I'm going to perform the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I'm going there to show people that I am Haji? People should call me Haji Sa, people should call me so and so. You know, I am a very respected person. Before any good thing you do, ask yourself this question and tie this to your head, to your mind, and to your heart. That ask yourself this one question, who am I doing this action for? Is it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is it for any personal desire, personal reason? If the intention is anything personal, then by Allah, you are wasting that action of yours. But if the intention and desire is only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is sincerity in your heart, then inshallah, even if the action is small, it will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na surat dekhi jati hai, na sirat dekhi jati hai, yahan to bas mangne walo ki niyat dekhi jati hai. Your intention, your heart should be sincere, and inshallah, you will see the rewards, you will see the blessings, you will see the bounties in this world and in the hereafter as well. Subhanallah. So we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we need to be sincere in that worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a businessman. And you know, now we are discussing about spending secretly, about hiding from people. Listen to this, two very beautiful narrations. He was a businessman and he had a very large business of garments. Allah, Allah, Allah. So on the day Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq accepted Islam, at that time he had 40,000 dirhams with him. And all of it he spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, once Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought some charity to the blessed court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and presented it to him secretly, quietly, away from people. And he said, O beloved Prophet, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the matter of my hereafter is dependent upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, that is called sincerity. It's not that I am giving this money, Ya Rasulullah. You know, I gave this money with this, inshallah, I am going to succeed in this world in the hereafter. Or it wasn't everyone come see, I am giving this money. Or it wasn't a big gathering that, look, this Abu Bakr Siddiq is giving, so everyone must see how much I am giving. No, it was quietly and secretly that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the matter of my hereafter is dependent upon the mercy of Allah. In other words, Ya Rasulullah, whatever I do, how much ibadat Abu Bakr performs, everything I can do, but in the end I'm only dependent on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the teaching which each one of us needs to start implementing in our lives and lifestyle. Previously I discussed that we perform little ibadat, little worship, salah, you know, maybe we'll give our zakat, we'll fast, then we'll think that, you know, we are big hazrats, we are big people, we are great personalities, we are doing lots of things. No. In the end, Abu Bakr Siddiq is teaching you, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the matter of the hereafter is only dependent on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By Allah, if Allah ta'ala wants, then with a single good deed, He can make you enter Jannah. And if Allah ta'ala wants, then one of your sins, of your bad deeds, He can hold you accountable for it and send you to Jahannam. No one can question the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can object to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can do whatever He wants. He is Qadir-e-Mutlaq. He is the greatest. He is all-knowing. He is the most powerful. Whatever he wants, he can do it and nobody can question him. So you can come with your lots of ibadat. If Allah Ta'ala wants, he can send you to Jahannam. Or you can come with nothing in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Just something small or nothing. And Allah Ta'ala, if he wants, he can send you to Jannah. Nobody can say anything. That's why every moment we need to remain humble and say everything is dependent only on the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the fazlul karam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. After accepting Islam up until the migration to Medina, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu served Islam financially. At the time of migration, when Hijrat was taking place, he had with him approximately 5,000 or 6,000 dirhams, and he spent it on the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu served Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much financially that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said that no one's wealth has benefited me as much as Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's wealth has. Hearing this, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Oh beloved Prophet, I and my wealth all are yours." Ya Rasulullah, it was as if you were saying, "Kya pesh karu jana, kya cheez hamari hai, ye dil bhi tumhara hai, ye jaan bhi tumhari hai. Ya Rasulullah, everything belongs to you, everything must be sacrificed under the blessed soles of your feet, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Me, my wealth, my family, my parents, everything is for you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Subhanallah, the ajizi, the humbleness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. There was no pride that, yes, my Nabi is saying that, you know, my wealth has benefited him. No, Ya Rasulullah, whatever I have given you, whatever I have sacrificed for you, I have spent on you, Ya Rasulullah, it is yours. Ya Allah, not only my wealth, myself, my parents, everything belong to you. Ya Rasulullah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq used to spend or used to give to Nabi Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use that money? It is mentioned in Musannaf Abdul Razzaq that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would treat Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's wealth as his own and use it as such. He would treat it as his own because Abu Bakr Siddiq has mentioned that, Ya Rasulullah, me, my wealth and everything is for you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the heart is pure, when the heart is sincere, then you will see the acceptance will come from the court of Allah and His beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is this great personality. And because we are discussing about sadaqah, about charity, about this beautiful worship which is spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are some very beautiful sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which I want to mention in front of you. The first one is mentioned in Mu'jam Kabir that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, charity closes 70 doors of evil. Subhanallah. Another beautiful narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, every person will be under the shade of his charity on the day of judgment until the decision of people is made. Subhanallah. Another beautiful narration in Shu'abul Iman Sharif that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, verily, charity saves that person who gives charity from the heat of the grave, and no doubt a Muslim will be under the shade of his charity on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, salah is proof of faith, fast is a shield from sins, and charity gets rid of sins just like water extinguishes fire. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, give charity early in the morning because calamity does not step ahead of charity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, no doubt, charity increases the lifespan of a Muslim and prevents a bad death. And due to its blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the bad habits of boasting and proudness from the person who gives charity. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever gives charity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the charity becomes a barrier between him and the fire. Subhanallah. And the last saying I would mention to you in of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, verily, charity extinguishes the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and averts a bad death. Allahu Akbar. These are some sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Besides this, there are many, many, many sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to this specific ibadat and worship, which is spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. There's lots to be discussed regarding the generosity and the kindness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But unfortunately, we are coming towards the conclusion of today's episode. And the lesson I want everyone to take away with you is, remember, this beautiful ibadat of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should become a day, should become a routine of our daily routine. And it should become a habitual thing as well. Subhanallah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each and everyone's ibadat in His exalted court. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone happy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.